This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Texas now has the strictest laws against abortion rights in the U.S. Abortions are banned when a heartbeat is detected, around 6 weeks, and usually when women don't know they're pregnant. The law also allows private citizens to bring lawsuits in Texas court against anyone besides the patient involved in any abortions that violate the new law. A number of states are moving toward abortion bans. For a local reaction, WBEZ's Natalie Moore spoke with Jennifer Welch, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Illinois.
What was your reaction to the news about the Texas law?
Oh, boy. First thing I'm worried about is the confusion and concern from our Illinois patients. Whenever there's a big case like this, people are understandably confused. And so I want everybody to know that our doors are open at Planned Parenthood of Illinois. You can still get a safe and legal abortion at 18 health centers.
And can you explain briefly what the law in Texas is going to do now?
Well, the practical effect is that it's going to require patients to travel up to thousands of miles for care. During the pandemic last summer, when the governor briefly outlawed abortion, we had a patient travel more than 1,000 miles from Texas to our Aurora Health Center, because it wasn't legal for them to get care in their home state. That's going to be the practical effect of SB 8.
What, if anything, does this mean for Illinois?
Yeah, that's a great question, Natalie. Here in Illinois, we have the Reproductive Health Act, which means that even if Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion remains safe and legal here in Illinois. But we know that all around us, states may imitate this cruel law, and there's an increasing number of abortion restrictions in states all over the country, including the ones that surround us. So we anticipate that we'll get an influx of patients from first Texas and then our neighboring states.
When you take a step back and look at the different restrictions and bans that states around the country are doing, do you think that Roe v. Wade is in danger of being overturned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Think about it. In Texas, one of the most populous states in the country, Roe v. Wade is overturned. They are living in a post-Roe world in Texas as of yesterday because of this law. And we see now that the Supreme Court, in refusing to stay this Texas law while it wound through the rest of the courts, is allowing this precedent to stand. The Supreme Court had the option to stop this law, and they refused to last night.
What do Planned Parenthood here nationally and other abortion rights advocates plan to do?
We're trying to do many things to help patients understand where they can still get care. And that means giving travel information and sometimes travel assistance and connecting, navigating for all of the patients who used to get care in Texas. We're also fighting back against these restrictive laws. Yesterday, we had a very busy day of action all over the country. And we're also doing everything we can to make sure that more states don't pass more restrictions.
That was Jennifer Welch, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Illinois, speaking with WBEZ's Natalie Moore.